Good morning, and this is the Sunday, December 20th, 2015 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And I just turned on the mic, which makes me wonder if my comment about the first song wasn't heard. I'm not sure. Anyway, in case it was not, I played as the first song, Baby, I'm a Star. And I said that was dedicated by Prince. And I said that was dedicated to all the child brides of Plato's tribe out there, and encourage them to listen to it again and again until they could feel it. Because Alice told us that these Plato's tribesmen hate soul-sufficient self-expression, and I said that I suspect that that song alone was enough to get Prince targeted. So that's the explanation, if my explanation earlier was not on mic. Brothers and sisters, in this week's show, we return to the matter of our cultivating a new economic allegiance, using our definition of, using our definition of economic, suppressed creative expression, flowering, and our ongoing need to create and use a language between us that reinforces our right to an authentic freedom, i.e. based in individual self-sufficiency, which means no masters. We'll be arguing that the road to the accomplishment of this is through owning our own spontaneous feelings. In anticipation of this discussion, I've typed up more Kropotkin and began incorporating his essay, Anarchism, into the PDF, so I hope you check it out. And I posted an excerpt from the February 8th, 2015 show that I also hope you checked out. Because I don't have a HTML page at the moment for these shows, it's just a PDF, I often put in the audio files HTML pages as preparation for an upcoming show, MP3 files or audio files that are being referred to, which I did in this case, a couple of them. Listening to it again, that first MP3, which is called Progress, listening to it again, I would make a correction. I would write this differently, and this is from the chapter Progress in Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work, the book. Quote from, well, this is from that chapter. We are capable of investigating the world from a stance of unity without linking that inquiry to a bunch of fanciful notions about thought realizing itself and some people being good because they help thought realize itself and other people's. And this is literally, you know, this is Hegel straight up. I'm not, in case you're not familiar with Hegel, this is the nutty notions that have been used as key propaganda for power with its young people in elite universities, and that includes in Marxist programs that aren't necessarily elite, but it is used. Hegel is serious propaganda to maintain rule for reasons we won't get into right now, but are referred to frequently in this space. Continuing, some folks being bad because they don't represent thought or some such BS. Let's start telling ourselves a different story. And this is what I wrote in Waking Up. If only out of solidarity, out of a need to grow together rather than in opposition, the alternative explanation for class can be summed up in three words: misery loves company. Some really, really unhappy people with big gaping holes in their souls, under the pressure of necessity, resorted to violence. They set out on an endless mission to try to fill these holes with material stuff. The sight of happy people drove them mad, and they set about trying to destroy their happiness as thoroughly as possible. From necessity in the human story, the road led to child abandonment and violence, and then onward to hierarchy and passive obedience. Well, I that's the excerpt, and I would write that bit different with the benefit of now that we have under our belts Alice Miller and Karl Popper particularly. I am endlessly grateful because I had dabbled in Alice Miller prior, and John Boswell. But Karl Popper and Martin Bernal et al., with the benefit of their help, we can see that it was not the pressure of necessity that drove what would eventually become those Plato's tribesmen to unleash their hate on us. Rather, it was base and corrupt child abandonment. These tiny few who plague us today are the progeny of the Oblates, John Boswell writes of. The abandoned children of the abandoned children of princes who were misguided by that original of the global statesman, Plato.